Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
Come on, bro.
Oh, baby, you got what I need.
And you say he's just a friend.
Right, okay. What?
What?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You're just screwed like, it up. You're just like Buzz.
Screwed it up. Yep. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. This is an appropriate Twitter question. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. It all starts with a world-class diamond. Go where the pros go, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who are you more interested in this season, the Flyers or the Sixers? Ike, what do you think the poll result is at?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. Flyers or the Sixers? I'm going to go slightly Flyers.
Ooh.
I'm going to go slightly Flyers, 53%.
65%.
Flyers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It shows how desperate we are. Yeah. We are desperate.
How about that?
Broads joins us in studio for Flyers and 50. Hello, Broads.
Gentlemen,
yeah,
I have notes. I deserve way more than 60-second, 50-second. What the
50.
Hell is the bit? A 50?
50.
Okay, I'll shove that up your rear end.
What?
I don't know. Okay. I'm fired up.
Okay.
Hit
his thing.
Already?
Hit his thing.
Already?
Hit his thing.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
Coots! Coots! Sean Couturier, baby, the captain! He looks 18. He looks healthy. He's moving clean out there. Game winner? Ew! What a filthy pass by Zegras! That's why you go and get the kid. That was ridiculous. I can't even speak.
Ridiculous.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the great play. It's outrageous. And then you got the breakaway goal from the captain posting in. So glorious. But the big story, unfortunately, is Matvei Michkov looks out of shape. The Spittin' Chicklets guys say they heard some things, and a day later, all I get from Rick Tocchet is, oh, we had an ankle injury. No one heard about the ankle injury until the moment things started to go viral. So it smells funky, and when it smells funky, I gotta do the research and start digging. I'm not done yet, damn it!
Okay.
I let him cook.
Yeah, I said,
Forster! Bobby breaking Noah Cates is my favorite line of all time. These kids are just out there mucking, grinding, sniping, twine, you name it. These guys are phenomenal. I love this line. Best line I've ever seen. They keep me on the edge of my seat, and they get me all flying up, baby! Let's go, Flyers!
Flyers are 1-2.
So, one and one.
Sorry.
One and one.
Oh, right, because we count the overtime loss as a.
Well, they should have won that game, to be fair.
All I want to talk about is Fatty.
I knew that was coming.
What is going on with Michkov? We have a problem with our prize possession here. This is because we thought last year.
By the way, ahead of Zach Wheeler on people's top 11 list.
Yeah, some people. Hey, Kaney. And was he? Wasn't a friend.
Was
not
a broach.
Not
team?
A broach.
No.
Did you add him on your list, though?
Well, of course. He was 10.
Well, here's what I want to ask.
So, well, why is it Bobby Brink over him now?
That's a great question.
So what I want to ask is, last year we had this thing where Torts was benching Michkov, and we said, you can't bench him. You got to let him get ice time. And we come into this year, and once again, it seems like the guy's not prepared to play. Is he a head case? What's going on here?
It's a great question. Tocchet was asked after the game in Carolina when he didn't get a shift, and he said, I went with the guys that were skating. And my eyes tell me he's 50,000 steps behind everybody else. Like, this guy looks slow as hell out there. So I saw some things better in this third game, but game one and two, it was rough. So all I can say is when I watch him, he just strictly looks out of shape to me. I don't know what else to say. I don't know why. I don't know what happened. If it's an ankle that limited him in the offseason, well, then that's why he's out of shape. But no matter why, whether it's just because his own doing or if there is an actual injury, I watch a guy and it looks like he is out of shape. I'm just telling you what it is. And it's disappointing because he headed into the offseason apparently with a whole list of things with Danny Briere. And he said, this is what I'm going to work on the offseason. During the offseason, everyone's all fired up. This guy's doing this. What a warrior. What a winner. And then he comes in and he's five steps behind everybody else. I mean, that's kind of disappointing. So I'm disappointed by it big time. It hurts. It hurts.
I mean, listen, we're talking about building something. What is it? Brick by brick, right?
Brick by brick.
That's the mantra we're using. And I'm sure he's one of the main bricks that they're trying to use to build this foundation. Yeah, so it's got to be disappointing when a guy you're tabbing as one of your franchise pieces is not ready to go at the beginning of the season. It's not a good sign. We went through this with Joel Embiid early in his career,
right?
Not being in shape and things of that nature. Yeah, I mean, the talent is there, right? Mm-hmm. You say the talent is there, you got to get the head right.
Right, and maybe it's just one of those things where young coming over from the KHL, different country, doesn't speak English, and there's a lot to learn here, and he's trying to mature. But
yeah.
I'll tell you what, from a fan perspective, and that's all I can speak to, obviously, it does suck. Like, this is the last thing I thought. When we would do Flyers in 50 and I was excited for the season, I would have never thought in a million years I'd be standing here with my stick in my hands, all jerseyed up,
going, rub my stick,
saying Matvei Michkov looks slow as molasses, and it looks like he's got his head on his rear end.
Looks slow. He's on skates, though. Kenny makes you go faster when you're on the skates.
You would think.
Yeah.
But so is everybody else.
Oh,
and,
right.
And
I hadn't thought about that.
He's actually probably not getting picked apart as much because, all jokes aside, I do love the line of Kate, Brink, Forster, but Couturier looks so good after so many back surgeries, and these young kids are shining that if they weren't stealing the headlines, then he probably would get roasted even more.
Well, yeah. You mentioned Embiid early on. You probably remember this. They tried doing the public shaming thing by giving Keith Pompey the, hey, he's 300 pounds thing, you know, and all this, the story about the Shirley Temples, that's how that got.
I remember that.
But they tried. It didn't work.
It did not work.
It didn't work.
He almost rebelled against it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't work. It's really, how old is Michkov?
Probably 21, maybe 20, okay. 21, and that 22 in that range ish. I don't remember off the top of my head, but he's a young pup.
He's old enough to go out.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sure he had a couple of cold ones in the offseason. Sure. Look, there was a Twitter picture that
English
was going viral.
Not a problem then, huh?
They looked a little.
Yeah. Got used to the country pretty easy.
Yeah. The ankle was good there.
Yeah.
The ankle was good there. Now, I got to do this because Rod would destroy me if not. Let me tell you something. I was telling Ike this.
Oh, he's going to give us another play.
Well, I'm just time out.
What are we calling it again?
I didn't bring the Broads board today.
Okay.
And I wasn't thinking about it. The first thing Rod says to me the second I walk
in, the board?
Where's the board? And I'm like, dude, I don't have the board. So it took him 30 minutes to deep clean this whiteboard that he had behind his...
Dude, what are his priorities?
Yeah, I know.
Fantasy football.
I gotta admit, I like it, though.
So, why does he have a whiteboard?
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm just saying,
I'm still waiting for you guys to schedule you versus the camera golf. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the guy's cleaning,
basketball.
You know... No, even the first one. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Elbow grease. I mean, I'm telling you, elbow grease, spit. He used a loogie on this thing to clean it just for this segment.
Okay.
Disgusting, I know. Yeah. But all I'm saying is you got Sean Couturier in the slot. That goal by Cootsie was just, the way I labeled is, who's your daddy, what's he do?
Is that what you're describing to us?
Yeah. So Zegras is behind the net.
Cameras, are you going to want to, there
sure.
you go.
Everyone said Zegras was soft and can't play in the corners. So far, I've seen two apples from this kid that's just tremendous work with his body.
Apples?
Apples. That's an assist.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to get as many apples as you can. This guy's just working behind the goal line. Two bodies in his way. He's using the boards for leverage. This dude just sends a nice backhand marinara right to Cootsie. One tees it in, and then you get the GWG, which is the game winner. They were up 2-0. It goes 2-2. You're kind of nervous. You're sweating it out against the Stanley Cup champions. You went back-to-back with the cup, and then Zegras saves the day with just a beauty, filthy dish.
That wasn't that good of a diagram. Did you see him? He's drawn. Do you see the top of it?
Well, I'm on radio.
Okay.
Well, you know,
well, you're on YouTube also.
Yeah.
Well, where's the main priority of our listenership?
I don't know. We have, you brought a whiteboard.
Our boss did.
Well, my only point is that I'm sure
you
he
forgot.
Did it because he wants you to illustrate it.
Wants you to
YouTube
brand it.
People.
Yeah.
Yes. The people listening to us on the radio can't see it.
Yeah.
I came in here so excited to talk about the greatness of this hockey team.
Yeah.
And you're telling me 8 minutes in, I'm getting roasted for a whiteboard?
The greatness of this hockey team, they've won one out of three games.
They won last week. They stink.
And
though.
The star is fat.
But a new star was born.
Brink by Brink.
Bobby Dude.
Not bad.
That's awesome.
Brink by Brink?
I'm a Bobby Brinksman.
Okay.
I'm just saying, can I get one thing from you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thursday night football. Whoop-dee-damn-dee.
I'll watch the Flyboys tomorrow.
I want a report from you two.
Yeah.
Okay. From what you... Flyers, Winnipeg.
Yeah.
If that's not a game that gets you pumped.
Yeah.
Flyers, Jets.
I cheat off Spike's paper.
Yeah, I'll tell him in the morning what happened.
How about Porter Bartone? You watching any Michigan State University hockey? He scored his first shift. Like, you're a Porter Bartonesman. You said that to me. You looked me in my eyes at the Punk It Up party, and you said, Bruce, that's my guy! And you're telling me you didn't watch one shift?
Not one.
Oh, my God.
But I am still on board with
you. No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
I'll watch Flyers, Jeff.
This is what I need you guys to do.
How many things?
I want you
each.
340. One player. Pick one player to watch for the season, and I want descriptive analysis.
How about this?
Mitch Goff. That's what we want to watch.
Give me a guy. Who should I pick?
Bobby Brink.
Well, but that's your. I'll take that guy.
You could be a Brinksman.
All right. I'll be a Brinksman. Okay. I will watch Bobby Brink. Okay. What number is he?
10.
That's a good hockey number.
That's a good
number.
They
gave LeClaire's number.
That's a good
Bobby
number.
Bobby Brink.
Okay. All right. I'll watch Bobby Brink. I'll tell you what I saw.
Okay.
All right.
Any brothers on the team? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Wow.
Just checking.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, Chuck is going to be mad about
Wayne
that, too.
Simmons,
he's already got the problem with the Phillies.
My Wayne Simmons jersey.
I love Simmer, man. I love Simmer.
All right.
I'll go Zegrist.
Okay.
That's a good. See, this is what I need out of you.
I'm waiting on Mitchkoff.
Yeah, he can be Mitchkoff.
Just watch how slow he is. That's all.
What about Owen Just the Tippett?
I'm not a big Owen Tippett guy. Owen Just the Tip? What are
That's
you doing over there?
What?
Yeah.
What are we
What's
doing?
His name? Owen.
Owen Tippett.
So
Owen
Tippett. Said Just the Tip.
You said Just
that,
the Tip.
Yeah,
it's a good
hell
name.
What's wrong with you?
Just
man.
The Tippett.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Jesus, I'm leaving.
Were you real quick? Were you a? Today's a Wednesday. We're looking back on the Wednesday. Were you a Wentz guy?
Oh yeah,
the biggest.
Oh, okay.
Could you imagine 2016, 2017?
Yeah, I know Rose was an LTV.
I'll never forget this quote I had.
You were a YouTube guy at that point, right? Too.
Yeah.
Well, you were just like the bro.
It was so heavy in Carson Wentz that I remember the day they drafted Jalen. I said, there'll never be anything for me to justify this stupid garbage pick, and I'll never support it. And now here I am on the other side being the biggest Jalen guy in the world.
Watch how they switch sides.
Yep, stay on that side.
Yeah. When are you on WIP again, bros?
Tomorrow.
Okay, when?
11 o'clock after Thursday night football, and then Friday after you, and then Saturday at 3. A little bang, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, three straight days of Broads.
I'm looking at a threesome.
No, it's just Broads. It's just, yeah. All right, Broads. Thank you as always, man. Great job.
Thank you.
Great job.
See you, gentlemen.
215-592-9494. You know who else does a great job? Guida.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They do a great job replacing your windows and doors. They're also not going to scream at you like Broads just did. What I'm going to scream at you, though, is that you do need to replace your old drafty windows. and perhaps a door or two, maybe three. Right now, a great time for Guida. Great time. Their buy one, get one off, get one half off sale happening right now on all qualifying windows and doors. For every door or window you buy, you get one for 50% off. You say, Spike, does it have to be window to window, door to door? No, 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 no. Mix and match to suit your needs. Perhaps buy a insulated front entry door, get a window at half price. Buy a window at half price, get a storm door at half price. Anything that you need. The more that you get, the more that you save. The more windows and doors you buy, the more you're going to get at half off. You're also going to start your project with no money down, interest-free financing up to 18 months. It's a limited time. Restrictions apply. What you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Get yourself all the details and a free no-obligation in-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Bro's is doing the unthinkable.
Is what?
He's making me like kind of interested.
Turning us into Flyers fans. Yes.
What were the official Flyers show in the city?
No, I know. Yeah. But that was always just a bit.
Like, he's actually making you interested in the team.
And that's hard to do.
I agree with Fritz.
You know I'm going to watch this stupid game now.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah.
Aren't the Sixers playing tomorrow?
No, they play Friday.
Friday.
And maybe Joel Embiid's going to play.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, our own little fatty. The Flyers got their fatty.
He's skinny now.
He is. He does. It's not just the first picture and the first video.
I've seen him.
You see all of it. Yeah. He looks the skinniest he's ever looked.
It's not AI.
No. No. It's real. Yeah. It's real.
They're not doctoring the images?
No. Then they have to doctor even the videos from all the reporters. They all...
Yes, we're with you, Spike.
Okay.
Maybe
we
do maybe the entire 3:30 segment on Wednesdays is just semi-excited about the winter sports around here.
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of like that idea.
I mean, come on.
Flyers and Sixers.
Yeah, Flyers and 50, then Sixers and 60.
Oh, I like it.
There it is.
Like it. Look at us.
There it is. Oh, what if the Sixers
four for
good?
Four.
Don't let Joel Embiid drop 30 in the opener.
Will he be as good as Michkov?
Don't let him drop 30 in the opener.
Michkov's got to grow up.
Look,
by the way, we got to hold him accountable.
The good news for Michkov is it only took Joel Embiid till he was 31 years old to lose the weight.
Exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. So they only have a decade to wait for Michkov.
Well, I love bros being like, well, no one's really talking about it. Like, it's like, well, the Philly just lost in embarrassing fashion,
yeah.
And the Eagles are collapsing in front of our brain.
Yeah, like, we haven't gotten around to Michkov yet.
Let us know when old Meatoff's figuring it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Michkov is lucky. The guy comes
right,
in.
Hiding under this.
Yeah, well, everybody's like, yeah, he's kind of fat. He looks real slow. Are you kidding me? This is supposed to be the guy. He's supposed to be the guy that they're building around. All right.
Where's Al Morgan yet?
Yeah. 215-5, probably playing golf. 215-592-9494. VP makes her return. You're on WIP. What's up, VP?
Now it's official.
Hi.
What's up, VP?
Yeah, sorry. It's been a crazy summer, but I'm here. I've tried to call in a few times, but you guys are too darn popular. So
not this
that's
week.
The way it goes.
Yeah, we're not popular right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you cannot have a day asking how people feel about Carson Wentz and keep me off the radio.
Of course. Of course. This was one of the ones I was looking forward to. Is you as the reason that you are the VP is because you're VP of the LTBB Society. So you looking back on the time, I think, is interesting as well. Was there a point when it was falling apart where you were particularly frustrated with him? Like, what was your feeling going through that entire era?
Yes. Okay. Overall, I think of the positive things, and I can talk about that all day. But certainly that offseason, that winter, 2020, I guess, when I heard that he had asked to leave, I was particularly frustrated, hurt, you know, as someone who had stood up for him through the good and the bad and everything else, and knowing how loyal our city is, to especially to the guy that got us to the Super Bowl. He didn't play in it, but you will never convince me that he is not the reason, one of the big reasons that we won the Super Bowl. And, you know, so the loyalty to him, I felt, was so strong. And then to hear that he wanted to leave was really disappointing. Yeah.
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 And then since then, I guess, you know, he's become a bit of a journeyman, right? I mean, he was on Washington, Indy. Now on Minnesota, which team? Kansas City.
Rams, Kansas City.
Yeah, he's been
Rams, Kansas City.
Played on a lot of teams.
Yep.
You know, do you still root for him?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Again, unless he does something pretty horrible, I will always root for him. Him, Nick Foles doesn't play anymore, but when he was still playing, you know, any of the players that I have felt loyalty to when they were here, mm-hmm. I wish them well elsewhere, unless they're playing against us, and then, you know, all bets are off. But
yeah, I was going to ask about Sunday. So let's say he suits up against the Vikings. Is there any part of you that is that kind of wants him to get his revenge, win the game? Just a little part of you? Don't you be honest?
No. Zero. Look, okay. I hate it when the Eagles lose. I hate that a lot more than I care about Carson Wentz or anybody else doing well. So there is no part of me that wants us to lose. But certainly, it's like having a fantasy player on the opposing team. Your greatest wish is that that player has an awesome game, like you had with the Giants this past weekend.
Scatable.
Yeah. Your 44 right. jersey on.
No, I wanted the Eagles to win, but if we're going to lose, I don't mind Scatable getting three touchdowns. I'm sorry. We're down neighbors. We're down, you know, down Pearsall. We down Tyreek Hill. We need people to put up points. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, you want that player to do well, but you hope that the team gets their, you know,
gets the W, yeah. I hope the Eagles get the W, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So I'm not sure which word you're allowed to say on the radio or not. So, right. So I hope that Carson has a good-ish game while they lose.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we've lost two in a row. Yeah, we don't.
We
need
to win.
Yeah, we don't need any more losses.
We
right
need
now.
To win.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And he's. They'll say this. If now Quinion Mitchell was practicing today, I don't know if he was. Yes. Yeah, so I saw an Elliot tweet.
Okay.
Landon Dickerson was practicing.
Okay.
Jalen Carter was practicing.
Okay.
Quinion Mitchell. Now he said they were out there. So I don't know if that means
one of those,
limited
yeah,
participant
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
But if
did they have a helmet on?
I don't. We'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out. So the good news for Carson is if Quinion doesn't play, he's certainly going to have an opportunity to throw for some yards on Sunday. So
right. Well, and so before I go, you know, sometime today you guys got to play that Merrill Reese. I missed the first few minutes of the show, so maybe I missed it, but you know, the Merrill Reese against the Washington game in 2017, you know, it goes something like, you know, they got him. Oh, wait, he escaped. They don't got him. You know,
don't you worry. I'm sure Fritz got some cooked up.
I've only been watching Carson highlights for the last 2 hours. I mean, come on.
Right, don't you worry. Something tells me the top five I have something to do with.
Yes. This was my little gift to you.
Thank
you know,
yeah,
I want everyone to know that I came in today and I said, guys, I think we should talk about Carson Wentz today.
Yeah,
so,
he did.
Yeah, so this was my gift to the entire LTBB. Yeah. Just as my apology for how I behaved at that time.
No one knew that.
No one knew.
No one publicly knew it.
Well, everybody here knew.
Well, of course, you're putting batteries in everyone's back.
I was not putting batteries in anyone's back.
What's great about that, though, is at least it's a little bit of good remembrance of thinking back to a time, you know, to that season when it was just all so new. It was all so exciting. And I think this week we need some of those feelings back to our lives.
Yeah.
So
just some
I
good
think
feelings.
This is a
great
show. Yeah.
All right, VP.
It's awesome.
Well,
VP, done. Don't be a stranger.
I'm back now. I'll be around.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
There she is, VP of the LTBB Society.
How about that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently, out in Minnesota, both JJ and Carson are getting time this week.
Okay.
But apparently, from Jeremy Fowler, his shoulder injury is pretty painful.
And it's the non-throwing shoulder.
It's the left shoulder. Yeah.
They're gonna probably run this down to the end of the week and name JJ the starter.
I think so.
Yeah. Anything to ruin
the return.
Good
he could go out. He could go
actually,
out. Well,
actually, no. I'm not even with you on this. I'm good. I don't need to see Wentz this weekend. I don't need to see Wentz. I need the Eagles to win.
I understand.
And JJ McCarthy stinks.
He does think.
So we got a better chance of getting the W. I don't need Wentz playing hero ball and ruining everything down here.
But imagine a Jalen versus Wentz shootout.
I know that's what you want to go. Yeah, I don't want to go through that.
I'm not looking at my text from you if that's happening. Yeah. You're going to turn me fully into a Jalen guy again. I was a Jalen guy. You're going to turn me back.
I haven't done anything.
Let JJ play and let JJ stink, and then they'll put Wentz back in next week.
Oh, there you go. So you can avoid all of
yes,
this.
Yes, I can avoid all this.
Yeah.
Man.
What? Can you imagine? It's Monday, and you know the Vikings win 37-28 or something. And I said, Ike, are you sure you don't want to yell victory? I mean, Carson did throw for four tutties.
I would not.
Okay.
I would not. But I would smile inside.
Yes. You can be honest. That's okay. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
We all have our
guys. Gotta find something to be happy about.
Yep. 215-592-9494 on a Wednesday, as we remember the Wentz era. Do you remember the good times or the bad times? You rooting for him? Well, this will be an interesting call with Baldy next. So Brian Baldinger joins us every Wednesday at 4. Baldy was showing, you know, one of his breakdowns online was showing a predictability thing. And I want to get with Baldy on, you know, is this a coaching issue? Is the predictability thing a problem? Can the offensive line, you know, run block for a game? So this will be interesting to talk to Baldy next. Oh, what? You had something? You're holding it in. That's okay. Brian Baldinger joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.